The shaping and quelling of international conflicts can feel like the exclusive province of the powerful. Consider this week the U.S. president's suggestion that he could, and just might, add long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine's arsenal to change a war's calculus. Ordinary citizens have fewer levers and must play a longer game. But with citizenry comes purpose and solidarity. That, too, lends power. Like Finns, Estonians have an uneasy proximity to an expansionist Russia. And, as with Finns, readiness is a rallying cry. It's less about militancy than about a collective resolve, as Isabella de Pomereux reports, to make foreign occupation of Estonia unthinkable. It's Wednesday, October 15th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Israel delayed aid into Gaza and kept the enclave's border shut on Tuesday because Hamas had yet to turn over all of the bodies of dead hostages. Meanwhile, re-emergent Hamas fighters demonstrated their grip on control by executing men in the street. The return of Hamas to Gaza's urban areas demonstrates the hurdles to progressing from the initial ceasefire, phase one of President Donald Trump's plan, to a permanent settlement that would prevent a new eruption of fighting. The U.S. Coast Guard will continue to receive pay amid the government shutdown, which has lasted 2 weeks. The announcement by the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the Coast Guard, follows President Trump's directive to the Pentagon to keep troops paid. It's unclear how the government will fund these payments. Coast Guard members have halted flows of illegal drugs and migration, while Democrats have played politics with military pay to fight for illegal aliens, said DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Also, Taylor Swift broke a new record. The pop singer and her extensive fandom launched her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl, to the number one slot this week. With 15 number one albums, Ms. Swift is second only to the Beatles, who secured 19. The singer's latest release also broke the record for the number of albums sold in its opening week, with 4 million, shattering the previous mark set by Adele's 25 in 2015, which sold nearly 3.4 million copies in its first week in the United States. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. With harvest underway, China's response to President Trump's tariffs has frozen America's soybean farmers out of the huge Chinese market. A soybean deal could lead to a broader agreement on trade. Lawrence Belsey reports for The Monitor. Estonia is a minnow next to a very big, dangerous fish. Knowing the threat Russia poses, all of Estonian society contributes to national defense, including the women who join its volunteer reservist forces. Contributor Isabel de Pomereux reports from Tallinn, Estonia, for The Monitor. U.S. immigration enforcement isn't focused on the agriculture industry, but some businesses have been hit, and the farm labor workforce is shrinking. One result is expected to be rising grocery prices. Scott Baldoff and Sarah Matusik report for The Monitor. Since achieving independence in the 1960s, Tanzania has essentially been ruled by one political party. What might the upcoming election hold for the East African country and others in the region? Contributor Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg for The Monitor. With former federal employees looking for jobs, Maryland saw an opportunity to support its schools. A new program is offering them 3 months of teacher training and the opportunity to make a difference in the classroom. Ira Porter reports from Washington for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the new drivers of Middle East progress. The last 20 living Israeli hostages abducted by Hamas 2 years ago are back home. The bombing in Gaza has stopped, and nearly 2,000 imprisoned Palestinians have been released by Israel. For those reasons alone, many people might agree with what U.S. President Donald Trump told Israel's parliament Monday. Together, we have shown that peace is not just a hope we can dream about. It is a reality we can build upon. For Israeli peace activist Moaz Inan, whose parents were killed in the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack, hope itself is an action, an essential first step to creating a better future. And even as analysts caution it's premature to declare peace a reality, support for Mr. Trump's 20-point plan to end the Israel-Hamas war is widespread. Its goals cut across sectarian and national boundaries, from Israel's ruling coalition to its opposition parties, from the leaders of Arab Gulf states to those in Turkey and North Africa. This range of support signals a turning away from the acceptance or expectation of ongoing conflict to a new calculus, one of collaboration and change. In May, the Monitor's Taylor Luck described an emerging axis of cooperation among Arab states and Turkey, which were instrumental in pressing Hamas to accept the peace deal. Popular demands for moderation and modernization are propelling this shift. Across the Middle East, young people are demanding greater opportunity and representation. Gulf states realize that regional stability is essential to economic growth and to moving beyond dependence on finite oil revenue. Other Arab countries are seeking trade and investment to spur job creation and combat climate change. Arab countries that have normalized ties with Israel maintained those ties throughout the two-year war in Gaza. In early 2023, Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia and Shiite-led Iran announced normalization of relations. And earlier this year, Turkey reached an accord with the 50-year separatist Kurdish movement. For Palestinians in Gaza, a consensus for cooperation and stability brings some hope for progress. The Trump plan would bring in peacekeeping troops as well as aid for reconstruction. Israelis, too, would benefit with a break from war. Elections scheduled for 2026 offer an opportunity for them to take stock of political priorities. It's possible that skepticism about the deal may not be entirely warranted. As American poet Emily Dickinson wrote of hope, it perches in the soul and never stops singing its tune. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we turn to the light of God, good, we find it's shining as brightly as ever. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, and Noel Flapp.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.